In the first reading today, we hear this individual praying to the Lord and speaking the fact that it was in the time of trouble that they prayed, that God had delivered them, and therefore they would praise the Lord always. So there are two things in that that we have to recognize for ourselves. That number one, God is going to allow times of difficulty. You may look at that and say, well, no kidding. But let's be honest, there are a lot of people who seem to think that this shouldn't happen. And we get upset when it does. And why isn't God doing something? And why does God allow these bad things to happen? And on we go. Number one, God gave us free will. And we can use our free will against him. We can use our free will to sin against other people. We can use our free will to violate our own self. He's not going to stop us because he gave us free will. But he also allows the bad things to happen in our own lives, whether it's our own fault or somebody else's doing, in order to help us to grow, in order to help us to become virtuous. We see that same point in the gospel reading today, that at the end of the world, the angels will gather the good and the bad. God's going to leave the bad people right among us. We look at that, and again, we think it's not fair. Why doesn't he just get rid of them? After all, if he got rid of all the bad people, well, the rest of us, we could actually be good. Well, first of all, there are probably a number of us here today that would have been gotten rid of a long time ago if that were the case. And maybe our thinking would change a little bit if we look at it that way, because we've had a conversion. But the other part of it is that God allows those bad people to stick around in order to help the rest of us once again to grow in virtue. We aren't going to grow in virtue if everyone around us is really wonderful, because there's nobody testing us. Just like if you need to grow in patience, the only way it's going to happen is if somebody's there causing you to become impatient. So it is with any virtue. So God allows some of those people that are very difficult for us to stay there. And we tend to get upset. So it's in the midst of those difficult times that our virtue is going to be demonstrated. So what we hear in the first reading is the fact that even in the midst of the difficulties, we're still going to praise the Lord. We're still going to rejoice in the Lord. How often do we do that? It may be that even in the times of difficulty, we continue to pray. Most people don't rejoice. They might speak words of praise to God, but really, if we look at it and ask ourselves, what's in my heart? Yeah, it's probably not words of praise at that moment. Once again, we see very clearly then why God is allowing those difficulties, because our lack of virtue then comes right to the surface. We know what it is we need to work on. Otherwise, we would be running around convincing ourselves that we are about that close to being a saint. And then he allows the difficulties, and we realize that we're miles and miles and miles from being a saint. And we have a long way to go. So we need to learn to praise the Lord for the difficult times. We need to learn to praise the Lord even for the difficult people, because they're the ones that are helping us the most. It's kind of counterintuitive, I guess. It's not the way most of us usually think. But that's why the Lord allows it. That's why he's going to allow those bad people to stay right to the very end, because they're the ones who are going to purify the saints. They're the ones that are going to be employed to help the others to become saints. So in the meantime, well, I guess we're living in some pretty bad times. Number one, pray. Number two, rejoice. Number three, praise the Lord. That's what we have to be about. So in the midst of the difficulties, especially as they are, not just in our own individual lives, but in the church and in the world, we have to pray for faith, and we have to pray for hope, and we have to pray for charity in the midst of it all. But then look at your own self and ask yourself, okay, what are the vices that are bubbling up to the surface in the midst of all of this? Then we need to pray to be able to work on those things, to overcome the problems. And again, recognize this is precisely why God is allowing some of this. He wants us to be saints. As I've told you many times, we are going to see some of the greatest saints in history raised up. We haven't seen any of them yet. So this is pretty amazing. You might be one of them, and there's no reason why you can't be. God has put us all in this time. He created us all right now. If he wanted you alive in a different time, it's when he would have put you there. So he's going to give you the grace to handle it. Not going to make it easy, but he's going to try to make you a saint. Now it's just our turn to say, am I going to cooperate? So it's all there for us if we can see it from a spiritual perspective and if we can deal with it in the right way. Then we can actually grow through all of this, and we can become the saints that God is asking us to be.